Before the Springbok tour commenced, some concern was expressed that the police might be forced into assuming the government's responsibility in handling the tour issue. Today we asked Commissioner Walton if he felt the police had been placed in such a role.
No, I didn't feel that way at all. The police had to uphold the rule of law. That was our job.
Did you feel the police became the meat in the sandwich at any stage between the pro-tour and anti-tour factions?
Well, we're always holding that middle ground. Our job is to see that everybody can go about their lawful pursuits unimpeded and that the law is upheld. Now, we stand in that middle ground. And, of course, we confront whoever is offending.
Did you feel that you held that middle ground successfully, or that on occasion you were pushed more towards one side than the other?
Well, we endeavoured to hold the middle ground, but the confrontations mainly came with the protesters who were trying to overcome the rule of law.
There were suggestions that the police might be pushed into the situation of being political pawns in the situation. Did you feel in any way that you were pushed into that situation?
No, a lot of people tried to make out that we were political pawns, but you see, the Springboks came here, that was quite lawful for them to come here. It was lawful to have the rugby games, it was lawful to go to the rugby game. Therefore, we had to uphold that entitlement. Now, that doesn't make us political pawns at all. The moral issues and the implications, the international implications, are not matters for the police to consider. We are solely here to administer the laws of the country.
After what happened at Rintoul Street, there were some complaints about how the police handled certain aspects of the demonstration. Do you feel, despite those instances, that the police were impartial throughout most of the demonstrations?
Yes, I feel. I've carried out observations myself, and the impression I formed that the police showed remarkable restraint. You know, there was a lot of provocation there. When you look, people going to so-called peaceful protest, wearing crash helmets, padding, carrying shields, carrying weapons, carrying missiles, you know, that's not peaceful protest, in my opinion. They're going there to offend against the laws of the country.
After the battles that occurred between the police, such as we saw last Saturday, do you think relations between the police and certain sections of the community have been irreparably harmed?
No, I would hope those people would sit down and see that they placed themselves in that position, not the police. They took the offensive, not the police. And I would hope that they'd put the whole matter in perspective. You see, there were times when we protected those protesters from being attacked by rugby supporters. And I think we were as impartial as the circumstances permitted us to be.
Do you think police-community relations have been in any way affected by this tour?
With some people, yes. But with the majority, no. I think, to the contrary, I think the reputation of the police has been enhanced.
Do you feel that after the control of the demonstrations and the methods that the police have used, that perhaps a violent precedent has been set for future police control of demonstrations?
Our control measures must mirror the situation we are facing. The level of violence is set by the protesters and their actions, not by the police. Therefore, the future, the level of police action is dictated to us by the circumstances we face. Whatever we face, we have to uphold the rule of law. That dictates what we must do.
After the Hamilton match, when you advised that particular match should be stopped, did you at any stage feel that you would have to say that the whole show should be stopped?
Now, well, let's put this Hamilton situation in perspective. I advised the rugby union of the situation we faced, and they called the game off. But at no time after that was I particularly concerned. The rule of law had to be upheld. If I bowed to mob rule, I don't know what the future of the country would be in the law and order situation. And I really couldn't afford to stand aside and let mob rule take over. But I wasn't concerned at any stage that the police couldn't uphold the rule of law.
Has the tour revised police thinking in any way as to how future demonstrations may be handled?
Oh, yes, we've learned a lot from the first game. We're a different police now. We're far more confident. We're far more efficient. Our planning has improved. Our command has improved. Our frontline tactics have improved out of sight. But one of the greatest gains have been the confidence that the staff have gained in their cell. Their ability to counter such a challenge has given them enormous confidence in policing generally. And I'm sure in that direction, the tour would have been a great benefit to New Zealand, that the police are a far better police now.
Do you feel now that hardline tactics may be more appropriate to handling the kind of demonstrations we've seen over the tour?
I don't think any policeman believes in hardline tactics. You adopt the tactics that the situation you face dictate. We're far better to be a good democratic police and really allow the people to police themselves, and we prefer it that way. The measures we take are dictated by what we face.
Do you think the government could have done anything to make your job any easier?
Well, the government said that we could have the resources we needed to do the job, and the manpower situation is being looked at on Wednesday, so I can't make any comment about that, really.
Police Commissioner Bob Walton talking to Neil Billington.